You want to start off with sad news?
Just to sort of get the bad stuff out of the way first.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah.
I learned today that Rando, my very favorite app,
mm-hmm.
it's gone. It's over.
What do you mean?
The developers took it down.
Why?
There were a number of reasons. One is that, Rando is a program where you take a picture, it randomly sends it to someone, other Rando user in the world, and literally in the world, India and South America and Moscow.
I mean, China, and, wherever.
Right. And then you, in return, from someone else in the world, you would get a picture randomly.
This is how cool it is. I don't have time for any sort of frivolous time, you know, just spending my time taking pictures and sending them to random people. But you showed me Rando, and I loved it, and I ended up losing half of the last couple of months to it.
Well, it's gone.
I had no idea.
They couldn't upkeep it. Long story that I won't go into, but Rando's gone, and I'm sad, so lift me up.
So this is the first song. This one goes out to them?
This is your random song.
My songs are uplifting, Bob, but that's an awful... We can
find your most uplifting thing and play it for me now. Yeah, you can do this.
This is the best I can do.
And then I'll give you one in return.
All right. Oh, just like, I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, it wasn't cheery.
Oh, but it got good. It got,
I mean, it's a great song. It's called Blood and Gutters. But I felt it had just that raw, tortured anguish that you probably are feeling now that your favorite app is no more.
Yeah, I did. But you know what? During the song, it was perfect because it gave me a new idea.
Oh, no. Well, let me tell you who that was, first of all. That was Brody Dahl. Brody Dahl, she's just this really just tremendously powerful rock singer.
Don't you want to hear my idea?
Well, I do in a minute. And this is from a new record that she has coming out called Diploid Love. She has this sound that, in case you couldn't notice, is so deeply rooted in 90s rock, hard rock, and grunge. She's been compared a lot to Courtney Love and the band Hole. She has done a number of other projects, but this record Diploid Love that's coming out later this month is her first solo record. And if you like that 90s rock sound, you'll love this record. We're going to do a first listen on it the week before it comes out on April 29th. I don't think this is a throwback thing either. I think this is a timeless thing.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. Oh.
Ready?
I sure love the 90s,
my idea?
Bob. Okay, fine. What's your idea?
What if it was an app that sent a song out to someone randomly, and you in return got a song randomly? So it's not photographed.
All right, well, someone out there is just going to make a bajillion dollars, and you'll still be grinding it out here, hosting All Songs Considered. But thanks. You just, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play you a random song. Of the ones I've chosen for today.
of the three or four songs I have chosen today.
This is the best I can do. You got it?
Bum, ba-dum, bum. It's Paul McCartney.
No, it's not.
If you want to, from the Flaming Pie.
Okay. Except for that surf guitar.
Dun, 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 dun. If you wanna.
That's very good. That's very good. This is Fresh and Only's, a San Francisco
Fresh
band.
Fresh and Only's, yeah.
I'm going to play it, but I'm going to be respectful since nobody's heard the song. Let's start from the beginning while we're not talking over it yet.
You can hear why I said that, though.
Yes, and totally.
All right, Fresh and Only's, let's do it.
Forgive you, so you forget the being forgiven. Animal of One, Fresh and Only's.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It felt very familiar, but in a good way. I don't mean that in a like a derivative way or anything like that.
They have a new album coming out in June, June 10th. Fresh and Only's new record is called House of Spirits and Animal of One.
I like that a lot. I'll have to hear the whole thing. You're a Mira fan, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
She is a singer-songwriter.
And this isn't a New York way of saying Mira, M-I-R-A-H.
I can't quite do it the way you can. Yeah, M-I-R-A-H. Well, I was going to say she's a singer-songwriter based out of Brooklyn, but calling her a singer-songwriter just doesn't even quite do her music justice. Although she does write songs, and she plays with an acoustic guitar. But starting in the late 90s through the early 2000s, she put out basically a record a year. This was a time when we started to see a lot of musicians mixing lo-fi electronic music with acoustic folk music. And she was, to me anyway, among the best, if not the best, doing it at the time. And then in 2004, she just disappeared. She didn't put out any more records for a long time. 5 years passed. And then in 2009, she came back with a record called Aspera. And we were like, oh my gosh, she's come back. We were just, you know, we saw her in Austin and shot some videos with her. And now it's been another 5 years.
She did do that record with Tao Nguyen.
Yeah. That was like 2011 or something. She collaborated with her. And that was a great record. But she is only now back. Mira is only now back with another solo record. It's called Changing Light. And we are premiering a new song from that record, Changing Light. This is the opening cut. It's called Goat Shepherd.
I said the goat to the shepherd. Your throat, I will eat you whole. I will let you know who's in control of the mountain. I will go to the desert. I will dig down under the sand. I will never understand why you
unexpected.
Yeah, she gets really loud and electric there at the end. But even behind that, you could hear the little doo-doo, just the simple, very minimal electronics that she'll add to her songs. It's just such a fantastic sound. Mira, that's Goat Shepherd from her record, Changing Light. It is out May 13th, and we will do a first listen on that the week before it comes out. Oh, my goodness.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just really excited when this. I heard this record was coming out. I love her music so much.
Faith, I think we need to do some intervention here.
To be fair, I've had a tremendous amount of coffee. I'm on my fifth cup right now here in the studio.
Wow.
I think it's why I'm so happy all the time,
Would you
Bob.
Get him one more? I want to see what happens. We'll be right back.
I will not get him one more. I know what happens.
Bam.
I'm going to play a song by an artist known as Pharmacon, and P-H-A-R-M.
I was going to say it sounds like a pharmaceutical company.
Pharmacon. Pharmacon is the music of Margaret Chartier.
If rash persists, discontinue use. Ask your doctor. Is Pharmacon is right for you? Pharmacon.
It is, and it's a song called Bang Bang. She does the Cher song.
The song Bang Bang.
The song Bang Bang. She does a cover on a record collection that's coming out on Sacred Bones Records, a New York label. Margaret's a New York artist. They're going to do a Record Store Day album. It'll be all unreleased songs by their artists, and this is one of them. You might know I know the Cher version because that's a version
I know
that was
the
hit.
Nancy Sinatra version. Only because it was featured prominently in a movie.
Kill Bill.
Yeah,
I only know that because I...
Oh, you had to look it up.
Well, I was so puzzled why everyone called it the Nancy Sinatra cover where Cher had the hit. So
yeah, it was used very effectively in that movie, and it was a great movie.
And you know I saw that movie, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. So let's...
Volume 1 and 2? Yeah, they're two Kill Bill movies.
I see. Wait, if he dies... No, never mind.
No.
So I guess he didn't die in the first movie. He came back in the second. Right, I know it. I don't have to see it, right?
Yeah, you've got it all figured out.
Yeah, no problem. Let's play Bang Bang by Pharmacon.
Time to lie. Bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down.
What an unsettling version of that song.
Totally, right?
Every bang, I was like leaping out of my chair. But yeah, to be fair, again, I've had a tremendous amount of coffee.
It's a creepy song to begin with. And Pharmacon, she really grabbed onto that and ran with it.
Oh, definitely. So you said Cher did that, but Sonny of Sonny and Cher, Sonny Bono, wrote it, right?
Right, and yeah. Her husband, yeah.
Yeah, what a great tune. It's nice to hear a new version of that that holds up.
It does. Although the definitive version of that song, in my humble little opinion, would be a group called Vanilla Fudge made a version in 1967 that was devastatingly amazing.
Let's hear 30 seconds of it.
Okay, deal. I'm sure I have it. And then it gets, does this. And then it does. And then
it
does.
So creepy.
Oh, it's
so...
Seasons came and changed the time when I grew up.
She would always laugh and say, remember how we used to play, bang, bang.
Wow, it's an epic version.
It really is. Well, everything they did was epic. Vanilla Fudge, group that's kind of long, no one thinks of them anymore, but they were sort of forefathers of progressive rock music and psychedelia, and their first album was brilliant.
I have no idea how to follow up with that.
Just drink more coffee.
I was doing push-ups and lifting weights through the entire Bang Bang, so let's just go to Finez. Do you know Finez?
No.
Finez is, he's from Austria, he's a guitarist, he's an electronic musician. He's been putting out records for a good 20 years or so, but I only heard of him back in 2009 when he collaborated with Sparkle Horse, one of my all-time favorite artists, Sparkle Horse, for a record called In the Fish Tank. Finez has a new solo record coming out at the end of this month, and I'm going to totally butcher the pronunciation of this. It's called Beach or Beach, something like that. It's spelled B-E-C-S, but the pronunciation guide they gave me is B-A-E-E-T-C-H. It's Hungarian. It's a Hungarian word that means Vienna. Go figure. Do you follow all that?
I'm writing down. Let's see. It's spelled B-E.
Anyway, this is Finez. From a record that, if you look for it, looks like it's pronounced Bex, B-E-C-S. This song is called The Liar. Strap yourself in, Bob Boylan.
You're the one on five cups of coffee, not me. Here you go.
Thank you.
Good luck following that, man. You know, that reminds me of Tim Hecker, Virgin's record that just came out last year. Doesn't that sound like something that would come
totally
off right off that record?
And you know what it reminded me of? There was a Neil Young record years
Neil
ago.
Neil Young?
Yeah, yeah. There was a Neil Young record years ago. It's called Dead Man. It was a soundtrack he did.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And he
for
did the
film.
Crazy, yeah, for the crazy film. Hang on a second.
Yeah, blow it out by a bit more, and,
that's right.
and you're there.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's going to be my new ringtone for you.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I'll take that.
It's got the buzz of caffeine.
It's better than
the
Candyman ringtone.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, I said that reminded me of Tim Hecker. I mentioned that to Otis Hart, who does electronic music coverage for us, and he's been on the show a handful of times. He said, yeah, but Finesse was Tim Hecker before Tim Hecker was Tim Hecker, and Finesse has been doing this for a long time. Anyway, this record from Finesse, Beach? I don't know how to let's say it, if you look for a Bex, B-E-C-S, it is out April 28th.
And you mentioned Otis Hart, and we have a feature on our show every month called Recommended Dose, which is a mix of tracks that he and Sam Yenigun from NPR do together.
The best dance music of each month.
Yep. So that's up online.
And we just started this year, so we have January, February. Now we just put up Marches. And go give a listen.
Recommended Dose. And also, my shoe thing went up.
Your shoe thing. You know, as promised at the beginning of the year, we said we'd do this, and we launched it just last week, a puzzler where you match a song with the shoes that go with the song.
Soul of a Band.
S-O-L-E. You hear a music clip. You see four photos of shoes. Which shoes match the music?
A lot of people got 2 out of 3.
That's pretty good. I got 0 out of 3.
I'm going to do 5 this week.
I think that's a good idea. Cool. I think 5's a good number. But anyway, it's fun. It's you know, it's a thing about fashion and music, two things that are very closely linked.
I'm going to go out on music by Chet Baker. I'm going to go out on music by Chet Faker, not Chet Baker.
Chet Faker.
Yeah, Chet Baker is a trumpet player and singer. Chet Faker. Feels he's got sort of some of the vibe of Chet Baker, but it's
that's
also
a
just
tall
a pretty great name. But Chet Faker's real name is Nicholas Murphy. There's a Nicholas Murphy that's well known. His middle name is James, so he could have gone as James Murphy, but that wouldn't work either, right?
No, James Murphy. Yeah.
Anyway, the first music I saw in Austin, and he was amazing. Think James Blake, but I don't want to box him James Blake, but he's a white R&B singer, but also an electronic music maker. And I really like him a lot. He's from Australia. And this new record he has coming out next week is called Built on Glass. I have a song premiere called 1998. The album is sort of like, you can tell he was like happy in a relationship about the first half of the record and not so happy in the second half.
I should have finished it when I had a chance.
But in the great tradition of soul and R&B, the last half of the record, which are the saddest songs, are the most upbeat songs.
Right.
Which is one of the great things R&B does so well, and soul music does so well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a song. We'll go out on a song called 1998 from Chet Faker.
They're writing songs for love, but not for me.
Oh, Chet.
That makes me want to hear some Chet Baker.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Okay.
A lot of people think I sound like Chet Baker.
Name one. Let's go out and Chet Baker, everybody. Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
You go out singing, all right, would you?
They're writing songs.
But not here. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
prison, you're looking for redemption. You cut some strings and everything will fade away. You're trying to use some physical connection. There's nothing left for you to say, by the way. We used to be friends. We used to be in a circle.
We used to be friends.